She wants someone, but not that one. Okay, so what would you say about a woman who seems to feel good about herself, who continues to express her desire for a mate, but who disqualifies them one by one as the parade of men moves through her experience?
Her desire for a mate keeps the men coming, but her belief in bad relationships causes her to push them away. And her attention to unwanted characteristics makes it impossible for the characteristics that she desires to come to her. If she is continually focusing upon what she does not like in the men coming to her, her chronic attention to the lack in others is keeping her from being in alignment with who she really is. And under those conditions, she cannot be feeling good about herself or about anyone. Finding lack in others is not the path to liking what you see in yourself. If you are a person who has trained yourself to look for positive aspects, you will find them in yourself as well as in others. If you are a person who has trained yourself to look for negative aspects, you will find them in yourself as well as in others. Therefore, it is always accurate to say that no one who is critical of others really likes themselves. It defies law. Whenever you see those who are very critical of others, you're actually seeing people who do not like themselves. The appearance of a superior attitude you sometimes see, which causes you to think that people really like themselves, is often their way of covering up the insecurity or lack of alignment they are feeling. When you really like yourself, you're in harmony with the source within you. And when that is the case, your appreciation of others flows abundantly. And when that is the case, wonderful things flow steadily to you. When you are in alignment with your source, the law of attraction can then only match you up with others who are also in alignment with their source, and the ensuing relationship is then one of satisfaction and delight. But when you are out of alignment and feeling bad, the law of attraction then can only match you up with others who also feel bad, and those relationships are unpleasant and uncomfortable. You want to co-create with one another, but if you are not tending to your own personal alignment, then co-creating with others only exaggerates your misalignment. Interacting with others adds immeasurably to the expansion of your planet and to all that is. And yet, most people deny themselves the pleasure of co-creating because of their attention to the unwanted aspects of those around them. In other words, for the most part, you are focused upon the worst in one another rather than the best of one another. And the reason for that is, you've not found your centered place before you came together, and so when you come together, you perpetuate the imbalance in one another.